inside. Tyler Jetting not biting on that delivery from Houston High. Blake Rimmer's worked a full count.
Close one there inside, corner on the knees. Houston High, one well-placed ground ball can get him out of this jam.
We will see if Harris takes off from first base. Just one out, 2-0 Kalamazoo. Bottom one here from Homer Stryker Field. The full count delivery home from the big 6'5" right-hander. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Grimmer down on strikes. That is the second out here in this inning.
Dialing up to 87 for that swinging strikeout. All five outs in this ballgame, including the Raptors on offense by way of the K. A lot of pitches, though, for Houston High. He's tossed 26 already.
Savi Delgado on the roster is Xavier Delgado from Division II Barry University. He's a Warminster, Pennsylvania native, and he played 16 games with the team a summer ago. The right-handed hitting shortstop takes a called strike one from Houston High.
21 runs driven in for Savi Delgado this season. Batting average hovering down at the 231 mark, though.
Yeah, this marks game 31. He's collected 108 at-bats so far in KZU this season as the 0-1 pitch misses high. Count evens on a ball and a strike.
High going up to 88 on that last pitch, so hovering around the 86 to 88 mark here in this first inning.
And for Houston now, in terms of his pitch count as well, this will be his 29th toss of the frame in court. And to keep that number in mind, the 35 pitch limit in a frame. 1-1 pitch, that one runs up, and it hits Delgado right in the head, catching him in the helmet, and he is remaining down outside the right-handed batter's box. A scary sight here from Homer Stryker Field. It will put runners on first and second with two down. Delgado just sitting up now. There's going to be the medical staff here from Homer Stryker Field to give attention to the Growler shortstop. We're going to take a quick step aside here. It is Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, 2-0 Kalamazoo, with two down here in the home half of the first.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life.
Thank you.
We're back here at Homer Stryker Field, able to get off Savi Delgado, the shortstop of the Growlers, heading back to the first base dugout. He's been removed out of the ballgame after getting hit in the helmet by a pitch from Houston High. Pinch runner in the ballgame, Eric Becker. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor, Raptors Radio. It's still 2-0 Kalamazoo. Bottom of the first inning, Cullen, a scary sight, but just happy to see Delgado stand up, get out upon his own power.
Yeah, it took him a little bit, but he did get up. He did walk off. And for Kalamazoo, a new player in as the pinch runner, but have to imagine Delgado is at the very least feeling okay that he did get up and walk off under his own power.
Yeah, Becker in running at first from the University of Virginia. I feel like we've said that plenty of times this summer, and the count begins 1-0 on the left-handed hitting right fielder from the University of Tennessee, Jeremy Comer.
30 pitches now for Houston High in the home half of the first.
The 1-0 delivery, the right-hander in danger of not being able to return for the second inning as that one misses outside. Count sits at 2 balls and no strikes now.
And that's a really important point, Andy. I believe it's that 35-pitch limit in an inning. And we've seen that for Wisconsin Rapids on the reliever side of things. Mac Mabry comes to mind a couple of days ago. But the first inning, don't recall seeing that for Wisconsin Rapids.
Thomas Burns would probably be the only example you could probably pull as the 2-0 fastball in there for a called strike. Last time when Houston High pitched in Green Bay, it was the left-hander from Council Bluffs, Iowa, and a commit of Wichita State, J.C. Dermody, to come in right after. You have to imagine he'll be the call after, and just as we say that, the left-hander is up and at least playing some catch down the line in the bullpen. High set, a look back at second, the 2-1. That one misses outside. 3 balls and a strike, the count now on Comer.
33 pitches now for Houston High. I think regardless here, could be a Dermody show going forward, Andy.
Yeah. High needs to get some contact right now. And he's down 3-1. A 2-run homer off the bat of Gabe Springer got the party started for Kalamazoo. Just 2 hitters into this bottom of the first inning. The payoff pitch. This one on the inside corner called a strike. It is now a full count here with runners on first and second. 2 down. They will be taking off on the next delivery.
And so if High gets the final out here, Andy, what happens then? Is he done for the ballgame per the league?
I believe 35-plus he is done, so... He's going to make this last one count here. I mean, he could still go beyond this, but not wanting to load the bases or concede any more runs. Is this 3-2 pitch, High heater swung on and missed. Houston High gives up 2 here in the first, a 2-run homer for Gabe Springer. Kalamazoo sends 7 to the plate. 5-6-7 coming up for Wisconsin Rapids when we return to the top of the second right here in Kalamazoo at Homer Stryker Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top 2 here in Kalamazoo. It's the Growlers 2, the Raptors nothing. First pitch to Aiden Teal from the right-hander. Patrick Straub misses up and away. Andy Yakum, Cullen Kapoor on WFHR back with you here. The first of 2 games in Kalamazoo and the first of 4 on our Michigan trip here this week. 2 runs on a hit for the Growlers in the home half of the first as the 1-0 pitch to Teal catches the outside corner.
And that hit was the big one, Andy, the homer down the right field side. Probably traveled. We don't have TrackMan in front of us. If I had to guess, over 340 feet.
Yeah, that was Gabe Springer, the DH from a switch hitting perspective, batting from the left side against Houston High. He crushed that baseball as the 1-1 to Teal is fouled back to the netting count. Now a ball and 2 strikes on the Raptors center fielder.
The way that inning went, the length that it had, surprising that only 2 runs were scored on the Kalamazoo side. This is not an insurmountable deficit by any means of the imagination here, especially with the way this Raptors lineup is cooking recently.
The 1-2 to Teal misses outside. That is Jacob Smoot, the left-hander, warming up for Wisconsin Rapids. I mentioned in the bottom of the first, I assumed it was J.C. Dermody. It's not the best view for us down the left field line. I know my eyes don't always work the greatest, but it is one of the Raptor left-handed relievers, and it is Smoot as a 2-2 fastball from the right-hander. Straub misses away. Teal has drawn a full count.
Aiden Teal has knocked multi-hit games in four straight. Two hits in each of those appearances. He's been everything and more for Wisconsin Rapids lately.
The 3-2 swung on and missed. Teal down on strikes. Four punch outs in the first five hitters faced tonight for Straub. His lone non-strikeout was the two-out, 10-pitch base on balls that Chris Arroyo drew a frame ago.
Well, as I said, that Teal goes down hacking, but the point still remains, Andy. Remember back to the first time you and I were broadcasting together over in Ashwaubenon. Teal leads off in his first game as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor and goes 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. Since then, he's been on base in each and every one of his games for Wisconsin Rapids.
He's been fun to watch in center field, too. Some of the plays he's made both at home and on the road. Grayson Schaefer in the box, the right-handed hitting Nichols State commit, takes a breaking ball from Straub on the outside corner for a called strike.
And not to belabor the point on Aiden Teal, but he made one of those catches when we were broadcasting together over at Capital Credit Union Park.
It's the 0-1, another off-speed from Straub misses away. That was crashing into that right center field wall. I know he also made, my personal favorite was the top of the ninth in a 10-4 win on Independence Day at home against the Madison Mallards. Him and Landon Gaz were in the gap, but it was Teal crashing into the fence. A 1-1 pitch to Schaefer has swung on and missed. Count now 1-2 on the Raptor third baseman.
Grayson Schaefer, four homers so far this year, three of those coming in his last 10 ball games.
Yeah, three of them at home as well out of the four this season, the lone road homer being in Wausau. The 1-2 pitch shot the other way in the air right field. Comer giving chase near the wall, but that one is going to roll into foul territory right near the best pro sign, I should say, down the right field line. Schaefer will have to do the 1-2 here again.
Nice piece of hitting there from Grayson Schaefer. Just couldn't get it to hook in fair territory. .248 batting average for Grayson Schaefer, but he's been a very clutch hitter so far this season. And, of course, flashing the power like we were just talking about.
1-2 breaking ball from Straub. Misses inside. Count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer, a Boise, Idaho native, spent the last spring at BYU and spent a couple of seasons prior to that at the College of Southern Idaho, playing in his 39th game as a Raptor this summer. He's the opening day first baseman back at Hare Baker Field. The 2-2, off speed, hit on the ground, first baseline foul. That one getting past the Raptor first base coach, Tom Zaglowski.
Just clearing out his hands and spooling a good pitcher's pitch was Grayson Schaefer.
The right-handed hitting Raptor in the on-deck circle, that's the left fielder, Walker Buchanan. Lefties sit in the 8-9 spots this evening. Cashel Duggar, the catcher, and Tracer Lopez, the shortstop.
Interesting to see no Mason Onati in this ballgame, Andy, especially against a right-hander.
The next 2-2, just missing outside, is Straub, a full count drawn by Grayson Schaefer.
This is what Schaefer has been good at all season. We remember that 6-walk game that he had back in Wisconsin Rapids, a guy that gets on base by the base on balls very often.
The 3-2, breaking ball, froze him on the inside corner. Two up, two down, both by way of the K, just like we saw an inning ago for Straub. He has struck out all five of the outs he's recorded in this ballgame.
Schaefer clearly expecting something else, maybe something a little bit quicker on that 3-2 pitch. He got the off speed right there on the inside corner, and it froze him. And I'm getting a kick out of seeing what's on the Kalamazoo video board right now. They have images for each player. For Walker Buchanan, it's a rat from Ratatouille to the left of his name, and it's one of the rats that maybe is a little bit bigger.
Yeah, out of all the opposing parks, some will be creative with the player cards like this, some will just use their headshots. It's all different forms of rats as a 1-0 count begins here on Buchanan. A first pitch breaking ball from Straub missed low, and it got to the screen.
Yeah, I got to talk to our scoreboard operator Abby Look about doing something like this. I'm enjoying it so far.
The 1-0. On the inside corner, ripped on the ground down the third baseline. That's a fair ball under the glove of Reinhardt. That'll roll all the way to the wall. Walker Buchanan on his high horse hit the first base bag. He'll get into second standing. It is a two-out double. The first hit of the night for Wisconsin Rapids comes when they're trailing 2-0 here in the top of the second inning.
There goes the no-hitter for Patrick Straub in a huge spot now for Cashel Duggar. After giving up that two-run homer from Houston High, this is a spot where the Raptors can at the very least get one back. For a guy like Cashel Duggar, whose batting average is hovering around the 300 mark at .293, right around scoring position in the eighth spot, this is what you have to do for Wisconsin Rapids get that big hit with two outs.
Duggar now playing in his 20th game with the team. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Castle Pines, Colorado native, is on the outside corner for a called strike.
So a good piece of hitting there from Walker Buchanan. The ball almost snagged at third base by Reinhardt, but he didn't get to it, and it rattled around all the way down the third base line.
Duggar with a runner in scoring position here. Last went 1-for-5 against Lakeshore on Friday. Swinging away, hits this one in the air center field. That sends Beal back, but he makes the catch. Raptors collect a two-out double from Walker Buchanan, but they leave him out on the bases. We head to the home half of the second inning. 8-9-1 due up for Kalamazoo against the Raptor bullpen when we return from Homer Stryker Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame, bottom of the second inning from Homer Stryker Field. It's the Growlers 2, the Raptors 0. That's Jacob Smoot, the southpaw, entering the fray for the second time as a Raptor. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor on WFHR. You can catch all 70 Raptor games right here on these airwaves, whether on your FM AM dials back home in the Rapids area at 97.5, 1320, or on your media apps. Cullen entering the game as Smoot. He gets the 8-9-1 spots in this Growler quarter.
Yeah, just his second appearance with the squad. Struggled in his first appearance. 4 earned runs against the Wausau Woodchucks. Did get thrust into fire, though. Matt Hurd got injured at just 2 hitters into the ballgame, and Smoot had to take over.
Ryer Reinhardt hitting from the right side. The third baseman, a local product here from Kalamazoo College, takes a first pitch ball upstairs. Yeah, you mentioned Hurd leaving to injury. Smoot only got those 3 outs in the first inning. He threw 42 pitches. And that was another one of those that we saw with Houston High, who started this ballgame 35-plus in an inning, and you're done. You cannot come back into the contest as the count now sits 2-0, Smoot missing on his 1-0 delivery.
And so for Smoot and the Raptors as a whole, the prime directive is get in and out of innings quickly here in the bottom of the frame.
2-0 pitch, missing outside for ball 3. Houston High hit exactly 35 pitches in that first inning, allowed a hit on 2 runs, that being the 2-run homer off the bat of the 2-hole hitter and DH Gabe Springer. Walk 2, did High, and he struck out 3. The 3-0 pitch from High, grooved in there on a fastball for a called strike, count now 3-1.
You have to imagine if High got the out on that 3-1 pitch, Andy, that he'd be back in here for the second inning.
100%. No doubt about it at all. The Raptors are not in the game to try and burn arms, especially this being a 4-game road trip, and they have what they have, right? There are guys who, according to other league rules, are ineligible for certain games. The 3-1 misses up and away. Reinhardt drawing a 5-pitch walk to begin the second inning.
Not a good start for Jacob Smoot, who walked 2 in that first inning against the Wausau Woodchucks. Gave up two hits and allowed those four runs in a game where the Raptors lost 20-3.
Yeah.
A game that, Andy, I'm sure you'd rather forget.
Yeah, not a fun one there at Athletic Park.
Exactly, a week ago today.
Yeah, a week ago today on the road. Crazy that that's been a week. We were having this conversation with Jaden Taylor, the broadcaster of the Kalamazoo Growlers, as the first pitch to Travis Illich, the left-handed hitting left fielder, is swung on and missed. It feels like ever since the middle of June, Colin, I'm sure you could feel this way as well, being on the TV side for the Raptors. This season has just been a total blur in the last month, and here we are in our biggest road trip of the summer. Smoot looks over at first, the 0-1. Illich fouls this one back to the screen. The Raptors southpaw had nothing in two.
Yeah, I think at least on my end of things, when there was one of those long road trips like the one we're on now, staying home in Wisconsin Rapids, the season flies by a little bit more. I can't remember, you know, June just felt like an entire blur for me. Now we're here in July. It's dragging on just a little bit, but that's the way I like it. I'd rather remember each game than each day go by in a blur and not really remember what happened yesterday.
100%, without a doubt. And you get to spend these next 4 days here with us as the 0-2 pitch hits softly on the ground left side of the infield. Schaefer gloves, but the third baseman's throw to second is wide into right field. Going first to third on the throwing error is Reinhardt. That's where he'll stay. They're on the corners with nobody out here in the second inning. Calling the 8-9 spots, doing their job for Kalamazoo, getting on base and flipping it perfectly back to the top of the card.
On what could have been a double play and what should have at the very least been a 5-4 putout and a fielder's choice, Grayson Schaefer just whips the ball into the outfield. Mistakes here for Wisconsin Rapids, and that flips the card to Miles Beal, who took a walk back in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, Beal a switch hitting center fielder, so two innings for him, and now two to play appearances, one from each side. We get to hit from the right side here against Smoot. The left-hander set, first base side of the rubber, first pitch to Beal, dots the outside corner, and nets the called strike.
Jacob Smoot in some hot water. On third base, Ryan Reinhardt, who took that walk.
On deck is
Illich on first.
Yeah, and on deck is Gabe Springer, who sent that long ball over the right field fence just about 20 minutes ago as the 0-1 breaking ball misses down in the dirt to even the count at a ball and a strike.
And Grayson Schaefer usually sure-handed out there at third base or first base, wherever he plays. Defense is not really a question mark for him. That's just a case of throwing the ball before you get it in your glove and then getting it to the outfield.
The 1-1. This is up and away for ball two. So you hear the organ playing in the background here at wonderful Homer Stryker Field, but end up being a beautiful Sunday night for baseball. 2-1 pitch drifted in the air, shallow center field. Aiden Teal coming in on it, getting ready to tag as Reinhardt. Catch made. Reinhardt breaks for home, but retreats back to third base, and it's a wise decision. A one-hop throw to home for Aiden Teal. That is the first out here in the second inning.
Yeah, he would have been out by a mile. Aiden Teal unleashes the cannon, almost a janitor-type throw a la janitors, but Reinhardt does not tag, and there are one down here in the frame.
Gabe Springer, Raptors probably happy to at least see him not hitting from the left side. His long ball to right field an inning ago, the difference maker so far in this ball game. Bottom two, 2-0 Growlers. First of two here in this series, the first of four between the two clubs this summer. Smoot set, he's just a pitch away from getting out of the sitting. Runner takes off, Springer showing bunt, makes contact, but fouls this one just to the right of Cashel Duggar. Count begins 0-1, and Illich will have to retreat back to first base.
Trying to do somewhat of a safety squeeze there if the bunt could have gotten brought down. No suicide squeeze here. Don't know if we see those very often around the Northwoods League, Andy, anymore, at the very least.
Raptors have implemented, or at least have tried to implement, some small ball here in the last week and a half or so, but their bats were doing really well at home, especially in that home stand against Madison and Green Bay to begin the second half. We'll see if Springer squares around again on the 0-1. He does not. He's swinging away, and he rips this one down the left field line. It leaves the yard, but it's foul. Well left of the foul pole, right near that short porch, the Miller Light Trap, as it's called, down in left field. Count now, no balls and two strikes on the Stanford Cardinal.
Yeah, I mean, pole side there hitting right-handed. He hooks that one. He was out in front of it just a little bit less. That would have been a three-run big fly.
No balls, two strikes, the count, a big delivery here for Jacob Smoot. Rocks and fires, breaking ball, tapped foul out in front of the third base dugout of the Raptors, just over to the right of it. It's interesting setup as well. Typically, and this has kind of been shifted away from baseball, some people believe the third base dugout is the typical home dugout. That's where the home team will reside. A 104 off the bat there on that one, fouled away. from Springer, a scorcher. We'll get back to that dugout conversation in a minute. Smoot set, a look over at first, 10 on the pitch clock, the 0-2. Runner stays put in and misses high. The Raptors have gotten the third base dugout here in Kalamazoo. On the first base side are the Growlers. I mentioned the uniform matchup. Colin, I love this uniform matchup in this ball game here. Raptors going with their typical maroon road tops and black slacks as the 1-2 breaking ball in there for a called third strike. Springer down, two down. They're on the corners here in the second inning.
Yeah, talking about the uniforms, I wish I did more road games, Andy, because I like the home unis the road unis a whole heck of a lot more than the road ones. Those maroon tops and the hats, absolutely great. And then I will never say no to a powder blue combo, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
That is for sure. And Kalamazoo rocks that in their home uniforms.
And it's powder blue slacks all the way, too. It's the tops and the bottoms. It's Trey Wells, the catcher, takes a first pitch breaking ball up and away from Smoot. Wells, a strikeout victim against Houston High back in the first inning. Out on third is Reinhardt. He drew a 5-pitch walk to begin the inning. Travis Illich, who reached on an error, is on first. Fielder's choice then, advancing on an error, I should say. Out on third is Reinhardt. 1-0 pitch, rolled over on the ground, right side. McElfatter got second gloves, goes through the wickets, and his throw to first is wide. Looked to be a routine inning-ending 4-6 fielder's choice. Instead, he's going to put runners on second and third and make it a 3-0 Growler lead.
Yeah, a play that should have ended the inning, Andy, featured two separate errors. McElfatter can't handle the transfer from the glove to his right hand. He can't toss it to second base the short way. Then he throws it away the long way, trying to get it to first base. A comedy of errors here in the bottom of the second inning. It started with Grayson Schaefer. Now Owen McElfatter adds his name to the ledger. And the Growlers keep cooking here in the bottom of the second inning.
They get two errors in the frame for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs still on just one hit for Kalamazoo. They're on second and third for the left-handed hitting Sam Harris. First pitch through the first baseman. This is low for ball one.
Yeah, the two runners on base, I have to imagine, are unearned runs if they do cross the plate, Andy, on Jacob Smoot, who was about to retire the side on 19 pitches. Now he has to toss number 20 and 21 right here.
And he almost worked out of it with an error already on the bases. 1-0 pitch. This one hit high in the air, right center field. Teal giving chase out in front of the gap. This one's going to one-hop the wall and roll over for a ground rule double. Two runs are going to come in to score. Sam Harris has reached twice in as many innings in this ballgame. It is 5-0 Kalamazoo.
And that's what happens, right? One pitch away and one pitch removed from ending the frame, or what should have been ending the frame, was Jacob Smoot. And then on the very next hitter, a mammoth two-run double by Sam Harris that was just feet away from leaving the ballpark in one of the deepest spots out there in right center field. Aiden Teal did all he could. He couldn't run the requisite 50 feet to get to the wall in time. And the Growlers 5-0 through two frames, Andy.
All three runs Jacob Smoot has allowed in this inning have been unearned, and he gets the left-handed hitting second baseman Blake Grimmer in the box now. Smoot set, hands held high, 11 on the pitch clock. The first pitch to Grimmer on the outside corner is called a strike. He's
can't really
the zone, Colin,
and like
there's
I
no
said,
doubt about it.
You can't really pinpoint anything that Smoot's really doing wrong here in the frame. He induced a ground ball to Grayson Schaefer, exactly what he wanted. Induced a ground ball to Owen McElfatter, exactly what he wanted. The mistake pitch was that two-run double.
The 0-1 pitch served up in the air center field. Aiden Teal is unable to make the play. It drops in front. Rounding second, heading home is Harris. He gets in standing. It was a great throw from Teal, though. Harris thought he was going to get in standing up without a contesting throw. That one just lost to him by a step or two. It's an RBI single for Grimmer, and it is 6-0 Growlers.
For bad to worse here at Homer Stryker Field, Jacob Smoot, serving up two pitches that probably caught too much of the strike zone. But the inning should be over, Andy. I'm going to keep saying that because that's the truth. The defense here, Grayson Schaefer, Owen McElfatter, not helping out the cause for Wisconsin Rapids.
It is Eric Becker's first trip to the plate here today. He's coming in for Salvi Delgado, who was hit up in the helmet by a pitch from Houston High in inning ago, and he takes first pitch upstairs from Smoot for ball one.
And Kalamazoo continuing to pile on here. Four runs scored, one of them earned in the bottom of the second.
1-0 pitch, another elevated delivery from Smoot, this time getting the call, count evens 1-1.
I can only imagine what Smoot's feeling right now, Andy, as a pitcher yourself. When you see this happen, when you induce the inning ending out, and then what happens next happens. What do you think Smoot's going through right now?
It's just one of those things you try not to let it collapse on you, right? It's just as I say that, the 1-1 pitch runs up and in, and it hits Becker. So the sixth spot in the order has been plunked twice in as many innings, putting runners on first and second. Back to what I was saying especially when you know it doesn't help when if your defense is unable to make some of these plays behind you, especially like the one we could have seen McElfatrick just make. It gets to you mentally, depending on who you are. Everyone's got that mental toughness, right? It just really depends on how mentally tough are you. You say you're mentally tough until the going gets tough. I know that was one of our press box sayings the other day. When the going gets tough, we are tougher. I know you're a big
The tough get going.
You're a big author of those in our press box at Winterfield. It's the first pitch to Jeremy Commer is called a strike. But it's one of those things you say you're tough until you're actually going through it, and then it gets to you in your head. So what am I not doing enough? You know, is that not exactly what I'm supposed to be doing? And then you're leaving something over the zone that, you know, you're missing your location. That results to one thing next to another. You just try not to let it snowball on you. And unfortunately for the Raptors, that's what's happening in the frame. It's the 0-1 breaking ball from Smoot. Misses the zone to even the count at 1-1.
And I wonder if from a pitching standpoint, after the errors, the thought process is, well, I need to start striking these guys out. And why didn't I strike these guys out instead of inducing the contact?
1-1 count, 2 aboard, already 4 put up for Kalamazoo in this home half of the second. Smoot misses high. Count now 2-1 on the growler right fielder. Springer's 2-run homer in the first got it started, and now 4 runs against Jacob Smoot. You look at one of the 4 being earned. Smoot about to throw his 30th pitch here in the second inning. He's down to the count, 2 balls and a strike. This one missing low and away in the right-handed batter's box for ball 3.
And now Smoot on the verge of a hook from this ball game in the next inning. He's already tossed 30 pitches here in the second.
As we continue to mention, Raptor fans, this is the first of 4 consecutive games in Michigan. We're on the road, and that bullpen needs to start getting some good length out of it. It's the 3-1 fastball from Smoot. He rocked back, and he pumped it right in the zone to make it 3-2. Runners will be going on the pitch here. That is Grimmer at second, and that's Becker at first base.
And as the home broadcaster for the team, Mandy, I find myself thinking, what did I get myself into for this 4-game Michigan trip?
Promise you that this team, we know what they're capable of fully at home and on the road. Smoot set the 3-2. This one hit in the air down the left field line. Schaefer giving chase out near foul territory. This one is going to head out onto the concourse. Another 3-2 coming here from Smoot to Commer.
We talked about a 2-run deficit not being insurmountable. We've seen Wisconsin Rapids come back from 6 or more. They did it in the 9th inning against Madison. But remember, those are home games, right, Andy? This is a road game. This is a new environment off a long bus ride. It's going to be a really tough sledding here for Wisconsin Rapids in the next 7 innings of this ballgame.
Another 3-2 here from the Raptor southpaw. This one misses up and away for ball 4. All 9 have come to the plate here for Kalamazoo. It'll be Ryer Reinhardt who began the frame to step back into the right-handed batter's box here.
And Smoot's got to get him on one pitch or else he's done for the game.
That's tough for Wisconsin Rapids. They lost their starter in the first inning due to that 35-pitch limit. And yeah, you just mentioned it, Colin. If Reinhardt is in the box and if he just takes this first pitch, there's nothing else the Raptors can do about it.
We'll have to put a third arm into the ballgame in 3 innings. Of course, like we've been saying, Smoot will be allowed to finish this frame. He just won't be allowed to come out for the bottom of the 3rd.
First pitch to Reinhardt. That one in there for a called strike. Wisely taking it, 0-1.
Reinhardt on the day, walked and came around to score. Guess what in this frame?
Yeah, 10th hitter into the box for Kalamazoo in the home half of the second inning. It was a 5:35 local time first pitch here tonight, 30-minute delay due to weather earlier in the area, having to get the field ready as the 0-1 pitch misses downstairs. It is currently about to be 6:35 local time, so about near an hour into the game, and we're still sitting here in the home half of the second inning.
This Raptors team loves playing long marathon-type ball games.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot at home, too, as the 1-1 pitch fouled back to the screen. Count now 1-2 on the growler third baseman.
Yeah, I can recall a couple of games going to the 3-hour and 40-minute mark. I believe we had one inch closer to 4 hours earlier on in the season at home.
I think we had one above 4. I have to go back. I read them all in my scorebook. We'll have to check our records at some point in this road trip as a 1-2 off-speed delivery from Smoot. Misses Lowen inside to even the count at 2-2.
That's the thing with a long Northwoods League season. There's a reason why we keep records of these things.
Yeah, every time it's attendance, time of game, it's all out in our scorebooks here because it's very easy to lose track. A 2-2 delivery here with the bases full of growlers. On the outside corner, check swing, not a called strike, and Reinhardt did not go around. It's 3-2. All 3 growlers will be taking off on the pitch here. That's Grimmer at third, Becker at second, and Commer at first. Smoot trying to stop the bleeding. Already 4 put up from Kalamazoo in this inning. The payoff pitch. This one fouled back to the screen will do the 3-2 again. A long bottom half of the second inning. If you're just tuning in, Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor. We got the TV voice of the Raptors here with us for our Michigan trip, and he's already enduring one of these long innings that we've had to go through here. 10th hitter into the box this inning for the Growlers. They've scored four times on Raptor left-handed reliever Jacob Smoot. The next 3-2 to Ryer Reinhart with eight on the pitch clock. This one misses low for ball four, and it kicks away from Cashel Duggar. Another runner will come in to score. That is a seven-pitch walk drawn by Reinhart. He has walked twice now in this inning. Score now, Growlers 7, Raptors nothing. Travis Illich. That's when things really started to snowball in this inning, Colin, is when Illich poked a weak ground ball to the left side of the infield. End up going out as a fielder's choice and then advancing on the error from Grayson Schaefer. First pitch swinging on a line to second, Owen McElfatrick. Barely leaving his feet, makes the grab and retires the side. Kalamazoo sends 11 to the plate and scores five times. It's the Growlers 7 and the Raptors nothing through two innings of play at Homer Stryker Field. We'll be back for the top of the third momentarily on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. Eight kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top three from Homer Stryker Field, Raptors baseball on WFHR. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor, the first of this two-game series against the Kalamazoo Growlers and the first of this four-game Michigan trip for your Raptors. It's Kalamazoo 7, Wisconsin Rapids nothing, 9-1-2 spots. Two up for the Raptors, Tracer Lopez, Owen McElfatrick, and Jorge Degatti against Growler right-hander Patrick Straub in this frame. Cullen, five runs for Kalamazoo in that second inning. Straub, a lot of time in the dugout, but I'm sure he'll appreciate the extra run support getting on the hill for his third inning.
Absolutely, 7-0 is the score. All five of those runs unearned for Wisconsin Rapids. Jacob Smoot sees his defense commit two errors in the frame. Owen McElfatrick with one, Grayson Schaefer with the other, both on the infield. Now it's time to see if the Raptors can start chipping away against Patrick Straub in the top half of the third.
First pitch to the left-handed hitting Tracer Lopez from Straub is called a strike on the outside corner. And unfortunately, the Raptors are going to run into that 35-plus pitch in an inning rule again. 41 thrown from Smoot in that frame. Will run through his final line when we come back for the bottom half of this third frame. The 0-1 to Lopez ripped in the air right center field, giving chase near the gap is Beal. Austin makes the catch for the first out of the inning. To the top of the order we go, Owen McElfatrick back into the right-handed batter's box. He went down looking against Straub to get things started back in the top of the first inning.
Hard hit ball there from Tracer Lopez. But it was tracked down out there in center field. McElfatrick, a strikeout victim Back on the first, just trying to get on base for Wisconsin Rapids.
First pitch to Mack O'Fatrick, swinging away, and he fouls this one down the first base side. Count begins 0-1. No runs on a hit and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Seven runs on just three hits and no errors for Kalamazoo. They put up two in the bottom of the first and five in the bottom of the second, the 0-1. Off speed from Straub, good movement on that slider, but it misses out in the left-handed batter's box to even the count at a ball and a strike. It's Michael Perello, the right-hander from UC Irvine, warming up in the Raptor pen right now. He'll be the third pitcher to throw in three innings. The 1-1 to Mack O'Fatrick. He swings right over the top of it, and it falls into the glove of the catcher, Wells, to make it 1-2.
The Raptors on track to use five-plus pitchers in this ballgame, Andy. Might see another position player pitching appearance later on.
We had two, technically, against Wausau on Thursday. The 1-0 breaking ball slapped on the ground the other way, and that'll get through into right field for a base hit. Second hit for Wisconsin Rapids today. Owen McElfatrick is 1-for-2, and he's aboard with one out here in the top of the third.
It's a good piece of hitting there for McElfatrick. Sees a hole the other way and puts the ball through it. Jorge Degatti a chance just to keep the line moving for the Raptors as they try and chip away at this seven-run deficit.
Yeah, Degatti also a strikeout victim with Straub back in the first inning. Straub now 2-1/3. He's thrown only 46 pitches. He's collected five strikeouts. First pitch from Straub to Degatti. He's on the first base side of the slab. Fastball fouled straight back behind home plate. Count begins 0-1 on the Raptor right fielder.
Jorge, a Northwoods League All-Star in his second season in the league. Chatted with him about that honor a couple of days ago. And of course, as any athlete, Woody credited his teammates for putting him in good spots, but also said for his specific game, things coming together at the right time. He mentioned for the entire team as well, not seeing that team-wise here today, but for him personally, the at-bats have gotten a lot better. The plate appearances, the hits, all have kind of come together when they've needed to for Degatti.
It's the 0-1. We'll have to wait to Degatti. Back-to-back pickoff moves from Straub over to first base. Harris holding on Mack O'Fatrick, who is now 1-for-2 today. It's Degatti, Matthew, and McGuire, the Raptors All-Stars heading to Mankato next week. It's the 0-1 breaking ball on the inside corner. Is in there. It's nothing and two. Be a week from today is the final game prior to the three-day All-Star break. I'll be at Copeland Park. Another 5:05 local time start in La Crosse, Wisconsin against the Loggers, wrapping out another home-and-home series with them this summer. A lot of travel here before the All-Star break. If you include today, today through next Sunday, it's a grand total of six road games and eight contests. The lone two home games until the All-Star break are Thursday and Saturday at Witter Field. Check swing on the 0-2 breaking ball. Low to Gotti does not go around as the appeal down to the first base umpire Max Steiner is in the favor of Jorge. Royo on deck, Matthew to follow. Raptors dug themselves into a hole here early in the first third of this ball game. Healthy lead for Mack O'Fatrick off first base. Set is Straub, the 1-2. Fastball ripped on the ground, but foul down to the third baseline.
The guy, he's staying alive, 85 on the gun from that bid from Straub, who's tossed a few pitches in his own right as well, not as much as high or smooth. He just hit the 50-pitch mark in 2-1/3 innings.
He's been able to have a lot more leeway to work with here on the hill. It helps when your team sends 11 to the plate and scores five times in that home half of the second. The next 1-2, off speed, outside corner, just missing. Good eye there from Degatti to even it at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Arm motion there from Patrick Straub like he wanted the strike three call from Tyler Jennings.
Straub either looking to collect his sixth strikeout or trying to generate an inning-ending double play ball off the bat of Degatti. 2-2 misses up and away, back pick to first. Not in time to check in on Mack O'Fatrick. Jorge has drawn a full count here in his second plate appearance of the ball game.
Yeah, good at-bat so far. Straub has only allowed two hits, one of which to Mack O'Fatrick moments ago. The other base runner, the lone walk induced.
The 3-2, runner takes off. This one misses low and outside for ball four. Jorge Degatti, fantastic work at the dish. He's aboard for the first time today, and the Raptors have runners on first and second with one out.
And big bats coming up, Chris Arroyo and Jack Matthew on deck and in the hole, respectively.
Yeah, Chris also drew a 10-pitch walk back in the first inning. Yet to record an official at-bat in this ballgame, but he's found himself on once. Mack O'Fatrick in scoring position. The Raptors threatening to score for the first time here in this ballgame and in this road trip.
8-game on-base streak now for Jorge Degatti with that walk.
First pitch to Arroyo, ripped on the line to second. That one is caught by Grimmer. The flip to first is in time. That is an inning-ending 4-6 double play off the bat of Chris Arroyo. The Raptors held off the board through three innings of play here in Kalamazoo. Before we head to break, Raptor fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Erie Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. We head to the home half of the third inning. Michael Perrello to enter the fray. 7-0 Growlers right here from Homer Stryker Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters baseball, bottom of the third inning here in Kalamazoo. Homer Stryker Field, Growlers 7, Rafters nothing. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor returning to you here on WFHR. The Rafters had two on with one out the previous inning, but a line out of Chris Arroyo into a 4-6 double play ruined any scoring chance. The first pitch of this inning from the new pitcher into the ballgame, Michael Perrello, misses outside to Miles Beal for ball one. Cullen, top of the order, do it for the Growlers this inning. They're looking to add even more onto their 7-run lead.
Yeah, and the way that they scored their 5 runs in the bottom of the second inning was with key base knocks after the inning should have already been over. A couple of errors, one ball hit on the screws by Sam Harris to the wall. The very next pitch, Blake Grimmer knocks an RBI single. But it all started with those errors, Grayson Schaefer and Owen McElfetcher.
Beal 0-for-1 in two plate appearances here today, and he's got a 3-0 count as that two-ball, no-strike delivery from the right-hander Perrello, missing low and inside. Perrello. Jacob Smoot's line is done, an inning on 2 hits, 5 runs, none of them earned. That emphasizes the point of 2 errors an inning ago. 3 walks and a strikeout for the left-hander on 41 pitches. That's the 3-0 delivery from Perrello, a fastball on the inside corner. That's called a strike.
Perrello so far this season, 5 appearances, 6 innings pitched, 6 walks, 5 earned runs. Last time we saw him over in Wausau, 2/3 of an inning, 1 run scored.
The 3-1 to Beal misses high. He draws a walk for the second time in this ball game. That went on 5 pitches. It'll bring up Gabe Springer. 2 in the home half of the first for Kalamazoo. They added 5 more and sent 11 to the plate an inning ago. Wisconsin Rapids now on their 3rd pitcher.
Should say for Perrello that last appearance at Witter Field against Wausau, I took the loss, pitched the 9th inning, allowed 2 bases loaded walks.
The first pitch to Springer, runs inside and clips him. Growlers have the first 2 aboard here in the home half of the 3rd inning.
Remember back to that Wausau game, the Raptors leaving 19 runners on base throughout the ballgame.
And Trey Wells, out of the 3 spot, the catcher, reached on an error from Owen McElfetcher and later scored an inning ago. He went down swinging against Houston High back in the 1st inning. You look at this Raptor team, Cullen. That snowball effect from an inning ago that you and I kept emphasizing, hoping to not even see that translate here into the 3rd inning. We're nearly 1/3 of the way through this ball game. As the first pitch from Perrello to the right-handed hitting catcher Wells is called a strike.
Wells on the day, strikeout and reached on that error.
look at just about over an hour into this ball game. We started 5:35 Eastern time here in Kalamazoo. A 30-minute delayed start as the 0-1 from Perello swung on and missed by Wells. Count nothing and two. Talk about for these guys, that's probably one of the last things they could have wanted. They were already kind of tired, groggy off the bus. They were getting themselves ready and warm and good to go, and all of a sudden it's down for another 30 minutes as an 0-2 heater from Perello misses low and away.
We were talking about the morale on the bus, and I have to agree with you. Things seemed good, both getting on and getting off, and then what happens happened on the infield, the errors, and now the big deficit that this team is facing.
Perello with traffic on the bases, the 1-2. That fastball misses low in the way, and even count drawn here by Wells. You don't want to throw out this ball game already. We've seen the Raptors score 6-7 runs in an inning. They had that comeback walk-off against Madison, so we're not discrediting that. But for them, they're going to grit and grind out these last six and a half innings, and they're going to get a much-needed good night's rest here tonight, spending the night in Kalamazoo. As the 2-2 to Wells swung on and missed. He is down on strikes for the second time in this ballgame. That's the first out here in the home half of the third.
Thinking back to that walk-off against Madison, I was recently asked today about my favorite memory of the season. That's what it is.
Oh, totally.
That two-hour rain delay, you know, obviously we don't love the rain delay, but seeing the squad down six runs and the fog played a part in that one, we had a ton of fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of confusion up in the Winterfield press box, but that game still holds into my memory.
First pitch to Sam Harris, the left-handed hitting first baseman. He's reached in both of his plate appearances today. Right down the chute on a fastball from Perello that's called a strike. Harris, a Duke Blue Devil, drew a five-pitch walk in the first, a two-run double, and scored an inning ago. The 0-1. This is up and away from Perello, in and out of the glove at Duggar, keeping it just near him to hold the runners at first and second. That is a good memory, though. The fog game, as it'll forever go down as Raptors trailing 7-2 entering that bottom of the ninth inning. And, hey, we always said, I remember the specific quote, you know, give the gift basket, you know, because that was right when Madison and Wausau were in that chase for the first spot in the Great Lakes West Division in the first half as the 1-1 to Harris is fouled away. And it was you and I on that Green Bay broadcast, and we were saying, oh, give a gift basket. You know, the Raptors should be getting a gift basket from the Woodchucks despite them being rivals, you know, them helping them out. And you had said, give a gift basket to Mother Nature as well for really implementing and impacting that game, because that's exactly what happened. The weather, and not saying the Raptors wouldn't have wanted it any other way, but they took advantage of the elements in their favor. As a 1-2 breaking ball to Harris misses up and away, count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, back-to-back days delayed by 2 hours. The Raptors, two big wins. The second one was a 12-10 victory.
Yeah.
Both of those games not devoid of drama, that is for sure.
Perello set, 8 on the pitch clock, looks back to second, twice the 2-2. This one misses upstairs and away. A full count drawn from Harris here.
See if the Raptors can draw some of that magic here today that they showed over at Winterfield. Hasn't been too much road magic this year, Andy.
Right-hander not looking to load the bases here for a second consecutive inning. 3-2, tap foul by Harris out near his dugout down the first base side. When we get to the top of the fourth inning, we've still got a ways to go, just one out in this inning, but the Raptors will bring up the four, five, six spots, I should say. Jack Mathey, Aiden Teal, and Grayson Schaefer. Right-hander Patrick Straub, 3 shutout frames in his third appearance with Kalamazoo this summer. The next 3-2 pitch misses up and away for ball 4. Harris now aboard in all 3 of his plate appearances today. That's a 7-pitch free pass to load the bags full of growlers here in the bottom of the third inning with 1 out.
Already the 7th walk of the ballgame and the 9th free pass, including those 2 hit by pitches. We are not even 3 innings through here in Kalamazoo.
Blake Grimmer, a chance to bring in more runs for the growlers. He's 1-for-2 today, an inning ago. Scored after collecting an RBI single. Corners are in for Rapids, at least Chris Arroyo is at first pitch, and Grimmer swinging away at the first delivery from Perello, right through that 88-mile-an-hour pitch from the right-hander. Count begins 0-1.
By the way, apropos of nothing, just realizing that the Kalamazoo home jerseys say the zoo on them, which I really like.
Oh, that makes it even harder to dislike the Kalamazoo home uniforms as the 0-1 pitch misses away. Count evens a ball and a strike on Grimmer.
Something that I've noticed throughout this season is that Raptors pitching, it's not very often that they let the other team beat them. It's so often that they beat themselves, Andy. We're seeing it here with the walks and on the defensive side of things as well.
The 1-1. This one tapped foul right off home plate and down the first baseline. That's the age-old stat that we looked at in the home and home series against Fond du Lac at the very beginning of the season. Games 1 and 2, May 27th, May 28th. Back at Hare Baker Field on Memorial Day and at Witterfield for the home opener on that Tuesday. 21 walks in 2 games. Granted, completely different staff back then. A lot of different players to start the season than what we have right now, but I think that has been something Mike Spears has emphasized, is just having command of the zone from day one. And that was something, too, after that first home win against Waterloo we talked about. He goes, it's not much better, but it is improved, as the 1-2 breaking ball from Perella misses up and away.
I've chatted with Spears as well after games. What he said to me was that we can't defend walks. Mm-hmm. Our job is to get the ball in play and make plays, but when the pitchers can't find the strike zone, never is positive.
The 2-2 to Kremer just misses on the outer edge of the zone. Another full count. And there is nowhere to put the Kalamazoo second baseman here with the bases loaded in a 7-0 ball game with one out in the bottom of the third. Rello peers into Duggar, 10 on the pitch clock. The right-hander comes set on the first base side of the rubber. The payoff pitch home from him. This one. This is up and away for ball four. 7-pitch walk. Rimmer aboard for the second time in as many innings, and it's 8-0 Growlers.
Michael Perello has now walked in 3 runs in his past 2 appearances, going back to that Wausau outing. Loads the bases on a couple of walks and a hit by pitch, then walks in a run. Like I said, no hits allowed. Michael Perello beating himself here today.
Mike Spears making his way out to the mound for a quick chat with Perello, Duggar, and the rest of the infield. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when you're coming in from out of town to watch the team. I know we just had a very long stretch of home games to begin the second half of the season. Your best place to stay is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Bases loaded, one out, 8-0 Kalamazoo. Out of the mound, visit Eric Becker, the shortstop who entered the ball game in the bottom of the first in the spot of Salvi Delgado, who got hit by Houston High upstairs in the helmet, had to be removed for the ball game. He now has a chance to break into this lead even more. The first pitch to Becker, the left-handed hitting Becker, swings and misses, count 0-1. Becker's first plate appearance was also hit by a pitch in the second inning. Something about this sixth spot in the Growler order so far. Count 0-1. Perello comes set. Arroyo once again at first base, in on the corner. The 0-1 ripped on the ground. That's going to clear the right side of the infield for a base hit. One run into score, getting waved around right behind is Harris, and he'll touch home. It is a 2-run single, and it's 10-0 Kalamazoo here in the third. Going to second is Grimmer. As mentioned, Springer and Harris. New second baseman into the ballgame as well for Wisconsin Rapids. That is number 17, Trotter Boston. Colin, once again, it's one of those things, when it rains, it pours, as the old saying goes. Now the Raptors trail it by double digits.
So I wonder what went into that decision to get Boston in the game for Michael Thatcher. Could it be the error? Could it be the base running? Or could it be the fact that field manager Kirk Schreider thinks that this game could be well in hand on the other side by now?
First pitch to Jeremy Comer, swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. We're at the 7th spot now in the Kalamazoo order for the third time already today.
Rafters with a negative 42 run differential on the road entering this ball game, now at negative 10 on the day. They don't score too many runs. Negative 50s could be what we're talking about after today's ball game.
Count a ball and a strike. That hit for Kalamazoo, just their fourth of the contest. It's been errors and walks that have been the Achilles heel for Wisconsin Rapids today. Perello set the 1-1. This one, spear shot on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Count now a ball and two strikes. Still just one away here in this third frame. And for Perello, this is about to be his 30th pitch.
So once again, we're inching closer to that one mark of 35 pitches, and there's only one out. So Perello needs a double play. Can't imagine he'd stay in the ballgame either way.
Yeah, we had it against the Wausau Woodchucks Thursday night in the doubleheader. Mason Onati came in to pitch that ninth inning as a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Breaking ball in the dirt. Comer down on strikes. That is the second out here in this third frame. Again, it with the top of the order. Now Ryer Reinhardt, who got 2 plate appearances when 11 were sent to the dish in the second inning, is going to step into the box as the 8th hitter for the Growlers here in this third inning. Reinhardt drew two walks in that inning, one on five pitches to begin the frame, and he later scored. And his last plate appearance in the inning was a seven-pitch free pass. First pitch from Perello, a fastball middle-middle, and it's 0-1. Out on second base, that's Blake Rimmer. Eric Becker on first. Perello peers into Duggar, comes set.